Hi, it's Eric. You know, I'm my own little mental health enterprise. We've got the TED Talk, other places that I've spoken. I'd be happy to come to your workplace or your group if you're conducting any kind of wellness program for employees or people that you care about. And I can add to the mental health element of that wellness program. To be well, you've got to find the right provider. I have my therapist, Chris. I've been seeing him since I moved here. He is now a friend. We try to get together as much as we can, have coffee. He's guided me as I've tried to build my speaking career and make sure I'm on point when it comes to talking about things with mental health. I'm also part of the Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition. You know, I work closely with NAMI. We have many, many agencies in the area that can help with mental health and substance abuse. And there's an event coming up called Harbor Heroes. Well, you can probably imagine that Harbor is the agency putting it on. I've got a friend that I met a little less than a year ago. She was kind enough to meet with me and take me out to lunch and hear me out and happily welcomed me into her mental health community. Her name is Jean Dries, the marketing director for Harbor, and I'll let her introduce you to a worker, and we'll talk about what's going on June 15th that we'd love for you to be a part of. We're rolling, and we're going to get going. Let me welcome my friends Jean Dries, the marketing director.
Correct.
From Harbor?
That's true.
Okay. You introduce Jordan, because I don't know him.
Well, Jordan DeAnda is he's our head of our HR and team resources area, and we are jointly putting together this awesome event that we're going to talk about.
We're going to get to that, but first, tell me about Harbor, because I'm sure people hear the name all the time. It's a name that I reference when I do my mental health spiel and all that stuff. Right. There are so many mental health agencies, but you're Harbor. What is it? What does it do?
Well, you know, really, Harbor, and previously we had gone by Harbor Behavioral Health, but we are the largest provider of mental health services and substance use disorder services in Northwest Ohio. So we've grown, we've been around for over 100 years, and you know, I always just try to take the opportunity to tell people that are listening that if you need help or someone you care about needs help, to please just reach out to us. So we have lots of locations, lots of flexibility on the payment, the different insurances, and convenient hours. And again, I think the first step when I get a chance to talk publicly is to say if the stat is 1 in 4, which it is, 1 in 4 people suffer from a mental health disorder or situation, get some help. And we're here to do that in the Northwest Ohio community.
What's the website?
Harbor.org. Easy to remember. Harbor.org. And that's a great place to start. And that, of course, has our direct dial to our call center number in. But it's a great place to go and start to look at the different services we offer.
For a situation like myself, because I'm fortunate enough to have insurance and have had it in the past, I would usually get the list from the insurance provider, and then they send me someplace. So Harbor would be a place I could ask about when I call to see if, you know, this would be accepted, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we spend a lot of time because we want to be upfront and work through those issues. So when people do call and we go through an intake or a first initial appointment, those kind of logistical things get worked out. But we work very hard to get paneled with most of the big carriers in the area. We certainly take Medicaid. You know, we're funded somewhat by the levies that run here in Lucas and Wood County to make sure all people have access to services. So,
Can you briefly explain, if you'd like, what the difference is between, like, I go see a private therapist because he was recommended to me by some friends of mine at my old work, and now he's become a friend of mine. Right. What's the difference between a private therapist and the agency like Harbor?
Well, you know what? And I'll start it, and I may ask Jordan to jump in because he's over that HR area at Harbor. But interestingly enough, a lot of those professionals, whether they're doctors or psychologists or counselors, licensed counselors, they move in between often the big agencies, or they might still have an outside practice and still do some work for Harbor. So it's just a matter of preference or their desire, and it changes every day. And so I'm sure Jordan can add to it as our recruiting person.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think that we have a broad clinical staff that, you know, truly, you know, makes himself available. And I guess maybe the big difference is, you know, just the availability of having a agency like Harbor, you know, that is the leading mental health agency in Northwest Ohio, be available.
Let me ask you a couple questions, because I know one of the things with mental health is we know that it's such a huge hump to commit to getting help. And then it's like, you get the other things like, well, what if my insurance doesn't get taken? When can I get in? So like, what could be a time frame if I were to call up and make an appointment? How quickly could I get in?
Actually, because we've been able to increase our providers with offering teleservices.
Great.
We actually, people are getting seen quicker than ever. I mean, record high. At one time it was 6 months, and
yeah.
I mean, we've shrunken that down to days at this point.
Good. And if you've met John Sheehan, our CEO, that's mm-hmm. one of the things that when he came to Toledo, he was very focused on improving the access and the waiting list, because again, when people need help, they need to get in, and we need to start to engage them. So that's been a real hot button, and we have just done a great job hiring, changing the delivery model, and and really getting people help when they need it, where they need it.
Yeah, I have a friend, and there's probably many people like this, who they commit to the service and their appointment is maybe 2 months out, and then somewhere between then and now it's either I feel better mm-hmm. or I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Yeah. So the quicker you can get in there, it's just like a physical ailment. You want to get taken care of as quickly as possible.
Yep. Absolutely. And I also agree. And I know, Eric, we've talked about your situation. A lot of people, it's kind of a tipping point. It's not just all of a sudden I want to go. Different factors play into it. And so when we talk to the gals and the customer service people answering the phone, we're really cognizant of, you know, taking that first step. You might research on the website. But when you pick up the phone and you call our main number, they're ready.
Right.
And it might have taken them quite a bit of courage or time to get there.
Absolutely.
So we need to catch them, and we need mm-hmm. to engage them, and we need to find the slot
them
for them.
Right.
Jordan, what's another question that people often ask on that first phone call or maybe off that first website visit?
I think a big thing is they want to be seen by a provider that they can relate to.
Right.
And having such a broad range of providers and coming from all diverse walks of life, that's we're able to offer that to them. And then, you know, the first couple of visits, if they're not really meshing well with their therapist or with their provider, you know, we have tons of others that they can visit. And sometimes where they might not be sold on tele right away, you know, then they're easily sold on tele by, you know, speaking with other patients or you know, talking with other clients that have used tele services and they really like it. And, you know, in this day and age, you know, we're, you know, people much younger than I am, you know, tele communications is so frequent with them. You know, they're connecting on social media constantly and on their phones. And so for them, you know, the teenage population, adolescent population, it's not really a big deal for them to use tele. So by offering that service to them, they really get excited because it's like, oh, wow, like I can do this with my prescriber too. Yeah. And mm-hmm. It's kind of a nice service that we offer.
Right. Convenience for anyone.
Right.
It makes it easier to say yes, or at least to put your toe in the water for something like this, where there is stigma from the outside world, but also internally, like I don't want to be somebody that has depression, or, well, you have it, so now you've got to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you have like a rainbow or a prism of, I'm sure, different ethnicities, different genders, different specialties of people who can help people. Because, Gene, you know, you've heard me talk.
Yep.
I like to compare it to dating. Sometimes you don't connect with the first counselor or the second or the third. And it's, you know, you find out who the people who aren't right. And then you connect with that one person who can, like your significant other. Mm-hmm. They can finish your thoughts.
Right.
And then that person is able to help you get you out of why you came in to begin with.
And our staff, I mean, they really do. They love what they do. They love caring for people, and to see them engaged in with our clients is truly something to be admired. And I think that they all do a very, very good job at that. And our providers, they again come from all walks of life, as you mentioned, and it truly is kind of it's engaging to see them and inspiring to see them mm-hmm. you know, work with clients and share their experiences with them and their successes and to help us in the community decrease those stigmas, you know, because you're right, they carry over to everybody mm-hmm. and You know, we have to do our due diligence to make sure that we're decreasing those.
Let me ask this, and it's totally okay to respond with, it depends, or I don't know, because I've made too good of a science. I think I've become like a professional caller to insurance companies and asking all these questions because I never want to get that surprise bill. Mm-hmm. Let's say I reach out to Harbor, I connect with a therapist or a counselor, but it's not quite the right person because I'm under the Harbor umbrella. Will my insurance be accepted by almost everybody, or is it it depends?
Well, you know what? It still sadly is a little bit of it depends because you get paneled with different insurance companies.
Right.
But again, back to some of the big goals that we're working on, it's to increase that because, again, you need to be able to have that flexibility. Mm-hmm. And it's awfully confusing when, again, different professionals are licensed or paneled with different insurance companies. So we're working all the time, and Jordan alluded to telehealth or telepsychiatry. That's been really an amazing thing, again, and that seems to have been embraced by insurance companies. And you got to picture that because when we're talking about telehealth, if you're not familiar with what that is, that's where the patient is still coming into one of our Harbor locations, but rather than being seen face to face, which sometimes can be more intimidating to some people, it allows them to go into a room and we actually, through a television set and technology, are connecting them with a psychiatrist or whatever professional the appointment's with, and they are just kind of video chatting, if you will. And I don't know if it's changed, but at one time our show rates were even higher for the new telehealth, because you kind of think about it and it's a little bit of a comfort barrier maybe when you go into a room and you're talking to someone on the screen versus face to face across the table.
Yeah.
So again, those kind of questions we're getting really good at and working with people because the goal is to keep them engaged.
Yep.
So if it's not working, like Jordan said, we need to ask those questions.
Yep.
We need to work with the patient and we need to figure out what that right solution is for them.
Yeah, we definitely try to be very receptive to what our patients are providing us in regards to like ways we can improve. And even our prescribers, when we first offered tele, I mean, it's come strides since we piloted it. And I think that getting that feedback from our prescribers and from our patients, we've been, as an agency, been really receptive to that and trying to change to improve it for the better of our patients. And one of the areas that I'm over also at Harbor is our credentialing department. And our credentialing department is constantly looking for ways that we can get more and more insurances like into Harbor and in getting our prescribers credentialed, not only prescribers, but therapists credentialed with other insurance carriers as well. So, I mean, we have a department that does that on a daily basis. So,
Gene, you already gave me a statistic, so you're off the hook. Jordan, what's a mental health statistic that is maybe one of the driving reasons why you are in this line of work?
I think, not necessarily statistic-wise, I think we touched upon this briefly for me. I started out in behavioral health in an inpatient setting here locally. I was a mental health professional for them for about 6 years before switching to human resources.
How old are you?
How old am I? I'm 30. I just turned 30 this year.
Okay.
But I think for me, like, it's the biggest passion I have is you know, like you said, that many clients out there and patients, they don't treat mental illness as a physical ailment, if you will. And I think that people who have diabetes, you know, they manage diabetes on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And they're checking their blood sugars, they're doing things constantly, they're watching what they eat. And I think mental illness needs to be treated the same way. And I think that I learned that from mentors early on in my career, and I truly, it is something that stuck with me, you know, throughout the remainder of my career, you know, to this date.
Remainder of his career.
Yeah, I know. He has more ahead of him than me.
Exactly.
Don't ask me how old I'm walking out, Eric. No, I'm
30
teasing.
And I'm retiring in 5 years. Okay.
No, all good.
No, but you're right. And I would expect nothing else for you in your position to say stuff like that,
right?
Because it's something that diabetes is a great reference, because oftentimes it's something that's hereditary.
Right.
Like, so is mental health.
Right.
You know, you did not, I mean, maybe some environmental factors like work stress or relationship stress made it unfortunately blossom in your life, but the seeds were sown when you came out of the womb.
Right.
You didn't do anything to do this to yourself. It's just a bad set of neurons you got dealt, but we can handle it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think the whole buzzword of healthcare has been this integrated health and getting people completely healthy.
Right.
That's been going on for years. I've been around at least at Harbor for 10 years, but the pain system hadn't caught up. But now, if it's outcome driven and the goal is to really make people better, I used to use the example of going to a primary care doctor and being heavy set or obese in your quick visit and you're told to jog and get in shape. Great. That's only great if you understand the rest of the variables. If that right. person might be coming to Harbor at the same time and they're clinically depressed right. or we're not getting that depression treated, the odds of them executing on that direction are slim to none. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So until we get our arms around the whole person and everything that makes them tick, their things that they've been diagnosed with physically or mentally, you got to look at that holistic thing. And that's, I think, the really exciting part of what's happening, because finally we're all kind of at that same point, and that's when people really get better. Yeah. When you look at the whole story.
Yeah, fix what's between, right. work on what's between the ears, and you'll be amazed at how the other things can right. can correct themselves right. without running from doctor to doctor to doctor mm-hmm. to doctor and, right. and getting running up all these bills. And to be frank, wasting your own time and doctor's right, time right. while other people need to be seen. Yeah. And it's just taking that step to say, yeah, I'd like to. And it's so easy, because is there anybody that wakes up and goes, you know what? I think I want to feel like crap today. Right. We all want to feel good.
Absolutely.
It's just doing something
yeah.
about it.
Right. Okay.
So Jean said, I got this event, and do you want to come? Can we come on the podcast and talk about it? I was like, sure. But I was really excited to see the flyers, because you have hit the bullseye for me with POW and Harbor Hero. So there's some kind of superhero theme woven into this?
Well, there is. In the graphics, I have a great gal that comes up with great graphical stuff. But, you know, we really wanted it to be about the people doing the work at Harbor, you know, and to reward our employees. Every day they're out doing the work and making people healthy. So that's kind of where it started. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the PR side and Jordan's in the HR side. But, you know, you hear those success stories. And when you talk about reputation management or what people think of Harbor, oftentimes it's the person they were involved with. Mm-hmm, the reputation mm-hmm. hangs on their perception of that interaction that they had. So we have a lot of great people that have been hired doing great work, and they're kind of unsung heroes. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will say that about a lot of nonprofit work, but in our case, we wanted to reward them. So we kind of came up with the idea of the theme of Harbor Heroes.
Okay.
And then our board of directors and other people, friends of Harbor, if you will, who also give time and volunteer time or treasure talent to our cause and are helping raise yeah. mental health up to a higher visibility in the community. And it really has gotten there. And so this was the fun idea. I think Jordan came up with the idea to let's do a reverse raffle and let's try and highlight people and have some fun. And so that's how it came about.
Yeah, I think that these people we want to identify as like heroes to us in the community, and, you know, not only our own staff, but there's a lot of great partners that we have, right. as Jean said, friends right. of Harbor that, you know, do great things with Harbor that we certainly wouldn't be as successful without. So this is kind of that was kind of the driving force for the I guess theme of the event
at yeah. the Pinnacle yep. in Maumee, Friday, June 15th from 6 to 10 o'clock. So what's going on?
So if anybody who doesn't know what a reverse raffle is, essentially it's the opposite of what you would think of when you go to right. a raffle. You want, and when you go to a raffle, you want your number to be drawn. In this case, a reverse raffle, you don't want your number drawn. You want it to be the last one standing. So the individual or team, whoever, you know, however the tickets are purchased, they would be the, if their number is the last one standing, they would be the recipient of a grand prize of
$2,500. $2,500. That's pretty good for a nonprofit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And we, and then we've had a lot of, and then that ticket includes some other, you know, events that are going to be happening, you know, to include your food for the evening, you know, your drinks for the evening, that reverse raffle entry. And then we also have some games that are going to be played that your ticket price includes,
casino games.
Yes.
Casino mm-hmm. games will be
casino
lined up.
Casino games for prizes. So right. picture that as you're going yep. and you're getting your chips and you're playing some fun, and then you get to choose the basket with the goodies. I could be wrong, but I think we talked about an Ohio State themed basket and mm-hmm. a Michigan basket and family fun baskets, and everyone's familiar with some of those from other events. You drop your chips in to try and win that basket after having
any
some
specific
fun.
Partners or sponsors that you want to talk about in that regard?
Well, you know what? We've started to add some sponsors at a higher level. The $250 level is really the Zap level, and we've gotten quite a few. It'd be hard to list them okay. all. But
we show them love.
You know, they are, and that comes with four tickets, and I don't think we mentioned it, but you need not be present to win okay. the money either. So we're totally aware that everybody's might have something going on. It's graduation time and all that, but you can still support Harbor, still be part of the fun, and still, just like any other reverse raffle, have a ticket, and if that number's drawn that night, you'll mm-hmm. be called on Monday and told you're the winner. Right. So we hope you'll come, and we've seen a lot of people sponsor who maybe can't attend, and then they've they've asked others to attend on their ticket, and that's fine too.
I didn't know what a reverse raffle was.
Really?
I thought I knew until I got invited last May to help out the Wood County Humane Society.
Okay.
And I guess Jerry Anderson is a great partner with them.
Yeah.
That's his neck of the woods. He did an auction, and he said, he always calls me young man. He's like, all right, young man, you're doing the reverse raffle. And it was for a lot of money as well, like this amount. And most people, thankfully, had a good sense of humor about it. Like, I'd never done this before. I'm just calling numbers out.
Yeah.
Right.
Some people were a little testy. Like, was that a 6 or a 9? Did we call the right numbers? So who's calling the numbers?
It's like the bingo call.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like you know what? It's kind of funny. We're working on it right now, but we've found a vendor that this becomes automated. And so we'll kind of have the numbers up on the board, and it's kind of a computer, for that very reason.
We don't want anyone to be associated with the winning number or the lack thereof.
So it's kind of a hands-off computer program. But because of that, because I think it is kind of a bummer if you go and, you know, you've been to a reverse raffle and your number comes out like in the first half hour, you're like, oh, bummer. So we have some other cash prizes and stuff we agreed to give out throughout the night. Should you get pulled out in the beginning, you might actually walk away with $25, $50, $100 cash. Yeah. So you're not a totally going home empty-handed. Yeah.
They did some things at this where you could buy back into it.
Yeah, Jordan knows about that.
Yeah, we've talked about all sorts of different ways we could do this, and we just really try to come up with like the cleanest way to have fun for people to get together, you know, on a nice, hopefully summer evening, and you know, and to get together here in Toledo and, you know, celebrate Harbor. And
so I think we'll do that if people are present to win. So if the three of us have the last ticket, they can talk. Yeah, they'll be there, and then they can decide. And if the last three want to split the pot, and then we'll go. But we got to have all the people present that still have a number standing.
Right. So I'm guessing the Pinnacle will be catering all the food, right? So beer, soda, and wine, all part of that ticket. The reverse raffle entry, $10 of casino play, and then there's random prizes drawn throughout the night. What's snappy casual?
Okay, this is always fun, isn't it? You know, I've heard it called country club casual, snappy casual. Bottom line, we want people to be comfortable, right? So I guess technically, you know, snappy casual would usually mean no blue jeans or a t-shirt. But really, again, it's the Pinnacle. If you've been to the Pinnacle, it has that outside patio. If it's a nice night, people should be mulling back and forth.
Yeah.
So again, it's just something that is perhaps a notch above blue jeans and a t-shirt. For some people, that's khaki shorts, or, you know, a gal, it might just be a shorter, fun summer skirt. Again, no one's there to judge attire. Jordan said it. We just want it to be fun, not, you know, stuffy. Hopefully we're outside, and again, I think everybody,
it's a nice play on the business casual.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a business casual, but maybe not as business, maybe a little more fun.
After
5 o'clock on a Friday.
5 o'clock
I've heard
Friday.
It and read the term before. I just like to see how people
it's hilarious.
It's like
women stress about this.
Right.
We really do.
It's like the word millennial. Like people will call me a millennial. I'm like, I'm 39. I don't whine that much, but so it's like it's whatever it is in the given moment.
Right.
I'll throw your baseline out there. Yeah. If you know me, and people do know me, if you think about wearing what I wear to work, turn around, go back into your closet.
Take another pass at
it.
Huh?
Right. My athleisure look. But no, it'll be a good time.
And you know what? I don't envision anyone being turned away. And so we are going to, I think, cut off the ticket sales around June 9th to get this all orchestrated. But again, please, you just go to harbor.org. You'll find it out there. You've got the information, Eric. People, they can find us if they want to participate, and we hope they will. Just support the cause of mental health awareness.
Absolutely. Something that's obviously at the forefront of the things I talk about. Booze wagon? What's that?
Okay. So again, I have to say, we've seen this done at other auctions or events that I've gone to, and it's really where you fill a wagon, and I think Jordan might be doing the shopping this year, but you go and you pick up different things that, you know, alcohol that's of interest to people, munchies, you know, party food, if you will, and it'll have a pretty sizable value to it. I think maybe said $300
or
something.
Or
more, $300 or $400 of goodies. And then you can buy individual tickets at night if you want to take a shot at winning the wagon of booze that will go home that night.
Yeah, so members of our senior management team are going to be...
Right. They're wearing capes.
Yeah, they're going to be going around
that's
in
awesome.
Capes.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, we ordered a cape. Yeah, and they said yes, so that's good. In fact, I saw it today. I don't know if Jordan saw it. It's a red cape. We have a Big Harbor blue H in one of those yellow splotchy kind of pows. It really turned out nice. So we have two. So they'll be out caping it and thanking people that night.
Yeah. Get the caricaturist from the NAMI walk that we had and have him draw superhero people.
Oh, that'd be fun. You're going to have to hook me up with that.
Should have had me on the planning committee.
I mean, well, you're here now. That's a great idea. I'll get that name because that would be fun.
We actually have live music, too, from a local artist, a local loop artist.
Tony Salazar Jr.
Yep.
Do you know him? Have you heard him play? He's really cool.
I read the stuff you said to me. Solo acoustic guitar loop artist. So I'm sure I've seen him or run across him or people that I know him. One more. You doing a photo booth?
We have not done the photo booth. We had twine. We bring twine usually out to night golf.
Okay.
So I think it's, we're trying to
call John up again.
I know. He's a good man. And actually, we've had it. It came out 2 or 3 years here in Toledo because I remember maybe it's 4 years. Time goes flying by. But
great for the superhero theme.
It would be.
You know,
you
can do the
masks.
We just
got to work it into our budget.
Okay.
All right. So
that's what trade is for.
That is what trade is for. I know. It's all good.
Shout outs on the podcast, right? John Twine Live. John. My friend now works for him. So there we go.
Yeah, I think they're doing really well.
Yes. Well, thank you. So all I had to do to track you down was do a podcast with you, right?
Right. And this was so, so appreciated. And everybody that follows Eric Chase, I'm going to thank you one more time because you have been the face and the voice unselfishly. I can remember first maybe hearing you on the radio before I even knew who you were, Eric, 3-4 years ago. And as someone whose job is driving awareness of services, it really was so refreshing and not very common. So the fact that you have taken a personal crusade here, you just never know. It's kind of like my favorite poem, you throw the pebble in the pond, and you really never know how many ripples go out and how many people you've touched.
I told you my my paycheck is not what it was. In fact, it's very little. I am thankful that I have a helpful father, and I have wisely saved well and not made any kids or bought a house. Mm-hmm. So I've put myself in a good situation. But every time I get a message from someone, whether it's local or people who might have watched my TED Talk or whatever, or someone, and they say, hey, you can talk. It has value and it has currency to me because I know that I can. I know that I am helping people.
So it helps out. Thank you, all of us in the industry.
Jordan, thanks for sitting down.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
This is all on you. If it's a failure, it's your fault.
So I've been told.
You're going to have to pull yourself into your own HR office.
That's all right, okay. Yep.
Who fires the HR person?
I don't know. I hope we don't
find out.
But hopefully, Eric, if you're coming out and people that you're close to, we look forward to having you.
Yeah. I'll be there for sure. June 15th, the Pinnacle, Harbor Hero, harbor.org. Thanks to Gene and Jordan.